Hello, everyone. Before I start the episode, I wanted to say thank you to everyone who has listened, downloaded, and shared this podcast. We are always trying to improve, and all the feedback you have given us has been great. I would also like to encourage you to subscribe to our daily newsletter to stay up to date on the newest podcast episodes, industry insights, and Mercator Advisor Group commentary. Again, thank you to everyone who comes and listens to our episodes, and now, on with the show. Welcome to the Payments Journal Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack. And on today's episode, we're going to be taking a look at the MRC event that happened recently. And to help me with that conversation, I have Raymond Pucci, the Associate Director of Research Services at Mercator Advisor and Event Traveler. Raymond, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Ryan. Glad to be here.
So to get things started, let's give our audience a little bit of an overview of what is the MRC event.
It's the Merchant Risk Council is the organizer, and they run an event called MRC Vegas. And the last year or two, I know they also have one in Europe at a different time of year. And I know as an analyst at Mercator covering merchant services, this is certainly one of the go-to events that I have on my calendar. I've been the last 3 years, actually. Security is one of the topics that I look at in the merchant services arena. So this event, MRC Vegas, really focuses on fraud detection and security measures that merchants need to be aware of and, you know, how to implement them among the varying solutions that are out there.
Great. Now, let's get into kind of what were some of the companies that attended MRC, and was there anybody that kind of surprised you that either was there or wasn't there?
For the most part, no, but there was a somewhat surprising how the event has grown. As I mentioned, just in the 3 years that I've been going, this is really an emerging and growing space. And, of course, unfortunately, it's because there's so much e-commerce fraud that's going on out there, you know, in the retail scene, and also because of the nature of e-commerce and a lot of cross-border transactions that sometimes make it more difficult to track down the fraudsters. But the types of, from an attendee standpoint, it's heavily weighted to merchants. And you could have the mainstream type merchants like the department stores and the electronics companies, the electronics retailers rather, the home improvement stores, to small and medium, you know, merchants that do a lot of e-commerce business, and they need to protect themselves against fraud that's going on. So you have the larger companies, the larger retailers have their own, you know, fraud staffs, if you will. The small to medium companies, you find it can be their, CFO or accounting people or IT or CIO personnel that attend, because fraud detection, you know, has become such an IT oriented, solution. And the vendors here, the solutions they provide have to integrate with an e-commerce website that merchants, you know, offer as part of an omni-channel strategy. As far as the exhibits, of course, as with most trade shows, the exhibits are the vendors of the solutions providers. So that's the part that's really grown. And of course, the attendees have grown as well, but the vendors and the exhibitors that are there, it runs the gamut. You have a lot of the legacy acquirers that now have their own homegrown security and fraud detection resources. The card networks are there, and you have a real growing number of small to medium specialty fraud detection firms. Some have certainly been around for 5 or 10 years or more, and others really, it's a few, you know, smart IT people that have put together, a set of algorithms, and now with machine learning, are able to come up with really great fraud detection tools. So there's probably, something for everyone that has anything to do with fraud detection that's there.
All right, excellent. Thank you for that. So now, Obviously, we covered in terms of some of the topics that were covered at the event is, the fraud and security as you brought up. But within those realms, there's kind of subcategories. Now, were there anything in there that really kind of stood out to you as significant topics or significant of interest to talk about?
Sure. Right. It seems, the fraud detection scene is it's a between the fraud detectors and the fraudsters, it's a point counterpoint. It's really an arms race, if you will, that it's a technology game of leapfrog, and the fraudsters are always coming up with new methods and new ways to try to, spoof or trick unsuspecting, merchants through attempted fraudulent transactions. And then the fraud solutions companies are coming up with, methods, as I mentioned earlier, with machine learning and bordering on the, early lower levels of artificial intelligence are coming up with countermeasures. And the things that I'm noticing really tracks, of course, where the fraudsters are going, the types of methods they're using. And the things in the last year that have been coming up would be something of a misnomer, but called friendly fraud, that where it's actually people attempted transactions that are actually buyers who come back to the store and say, "Hey, we don't remember making this purchase. We want a refund." You have synthetic identity where fraudsters cobble together bits and pieces of cardholder information and create a new identity or a synthetic identity of a person that doesn't even exist. So that's where these machine learning algorithms, building up, millions of data records, can learn to recognize a fraudulent transaction from a legitimate transaction. Because really, merchants don't like it when there's a false positive and a legitimate sale that's labeled as fraudulent gets turned down because that's a lost sale, and chances are the customer may never come back. So, those are some new types of methods that fraudsters are trying out, and the fraud detection companies are coming up with these machine learning algorithms to counteract that. There's one other area that's really I'm noticing this year in particular that's become a subcategory, as you were indicating. And that's in chargebacks. The chargeback process is where a buyer makes a claim that they've been charged incorrectly, and it's between the merchant and their merchant bank, and the network, the card network gets involved as well. But it's up to the merchant to prove why the claim of the buyer is either, is not correct, because in any chargeback claim, the chargeback is that after a buyer has claimed they were wrongly charged for something, the merchant must show why that isn't the case. And there's a whole chargeback process that eats up resources on the merchant side, time, money, overhead, and so on. So there's a subset of companies that have come into play that are helping the merchants. They provide the chargeback solution or a process. And there were at least three or four companies that I saw at MRC Vegas that their solution or their service was a chargeback remediation service for the merchants to take advantage of. And in the long run, from what I could gather, it pays for a merchant to have specialists work on this chargeback process as opposed to having merchants try to have their own people, do it and chew up a lot of time.
Great. Now, as we take a look at 2018 beyond here, really kind of where do you see these topics kind of heading and in what direction or what how do you kind of see essentially like fraud and the chargebacks and all the things that you discussed here? Like, how do you see those evolving within the payments industry over the next couple of years?
Right. I think the key area or I should say one key area will be a lot of this in basic fraud detection, even with some of the dynamic methods that are out there with machine learning, it's become very highly automated because of the nature of what these machine learning algorithms can do. But I'm also seeing now that this automation is finding its way into this chargeback process that I mentioned, that these chargeback companies are automating their solutions. So that helps to cut back on manual labor, even at the chargeback companies themselves. So I see automation and machine learning playing a much, much greater role in all types of fraud detection solutions. I do see, unfortunately, the fraudsters, they're smart people as well. And as we continue to see data breaches that occur almost weekly among different retailers or different cardholder data files, that those cardholder records, that becomes grist for the mill for the fraudsters. So there's always going to be information that's stolen that's going to be used to try a purchase attempt. So the fraudsters are going to come up with new methods of their own. I also see a continuation. There will be further acquisitions that you'll see within this fraud detection category. For example, in the last year or so, MasterCard bought New Data Security. LexisNexis has picked up Threat Metrics. And a while back, Visa bought CyberSource. Of this growing category of these emerging companies, especially the small ones that have come onto the scene, I'm sure a lot of those will be looked at as acquisitions for some of the bigger companies that don't have the time to have a homegrown solution of their own. So it's easier for them to just pick up through an acquisition a company that already has the technology. So those are some of the trends that I see continuing for the next 1 or 2 years.
All right, Ray. Well, as always, it was a pleasure having you on the show, and we hope to have you back on the podcast real soon.
Excellent, Ryan. Great talking with you. Have a good one.